let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, there is nothing more inspiring than a new day. Charles Breitweiser has learned to turn tragedy into triumph with a poetic philosophy that can help others overcome the tragedies in their lives. His inspiring poetry is based on 35 years of real-life experiences, often revealed in his dreams. He says, like a slap in the face from God who woke me up and prepared me to share my gift. His highly praised book, Inspiration of Time, is motivational, inspirational, and also challenges the reader to reach a higher level of well-being. Charles is an author, in-demand motivational speaker, recipient of the International Library of Poetry Editor's Choice Award. For Inspiration of Time, a book of inspiring poems. And the author, Charles Breitweiser, is our guest on This Week in America. Charles, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hey, Rick, it's great to be here.
So much to talk about during the course of the program, what you've been able to overcome, the gift you have of sharing that in a very special way and helping others get through the difficulties of life. Let's go back to your senior year in high school. The year is 1979, dramatically changed your life forever. Talk about that experience.
Well, I was driving a clunker of an old car down the road, and the tie rod broke, and I lost control of the wheel, went off the side of the road, and hit a tree. I hit my head so hard that my right eye actually came out of the socket. I was clinically dead on arrival, and I don't know what they did to start my heart again, but then I went into a complete coma. They never thought I was going to survive. And 6 months later, that's when the real hard work started. I had to relearn how to walk, how to talk, how to dress, even how to use the bathroom. All the basic functions of life I had to learn to do all over again. And to this day, I still have stiffness in my left arm and left leg after many years of exercise and rehabilitation. Like, I was a young boy with the whole world at my feet. I used to sing and drum in a rock band. I played football, and I even had my own car repair business. And all that got taken away in just a simple twist of fate, a flip of the switch, and it was all gone.
Yes. You know, for many people, they would never recover. You've not only recovered, you've thrived, and now helping other people. Our guest on the program is Charles Breitweiser. That's Breitweiser. The book is Inspiration of Time. His website is inspirationoftime.com. Book available wherever books are sold. And we'll give you all of this as we go through the conversation. Of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. All of the demons you had to deal with, and we'll talk about that during the course of the program today. Why did you decide to write the book? What was the inspiration of behind Inspiration of Time?
I was facing depression beyond belief. I wanted to kill myself. I was so horribly down on life. I could sit in my wheelchair and I would cry all day, doing nothing, just regretting life, wishing I was dead. I actually blame God for making me survive. Why didn't you just take me so I don't have to suffer like this? And it was like a slap in the face from God in the middle of the night. He gave me this great poem in my mind. I woke up in the middle of the night and wrote it down, called My New Attitude. And this poem really changed my life. It let me realize that God is speaking to me. He uses me. I want to take no credit for writing these poems. I believe God writes them. I'm just the paintbrush. Jesus is the painter.
Yeah, I love that saying that God is the painter. You're just the paintbrush. You've done an excellent job of relaying that message and helping so many people. The reviews, the response has been excellent. The book is Inspiration of Time, a book of inspiring poems by Charles Breitweiser, our guest on the program. You dealt with so much physical pain and emotional pain. Both of it came at you 100 miles an hour. Talk about the difference between the two, physical pain and emotional pain.
Well, physical pain heals over time, and emotional pain gets worse over time. Physical pain, you can see. Emotional pain, it's hard really to see in someone else. But I've learned to notice it in people based on their eyes and their response, because I just naturally have a kind of a jovial, positive attitude when I meet strangers. Yes. Hey, how you doing? And if I get like a, it's been one of those days, huh? I'm like, oh, come on, my brother. Come here. I put my arm around them, complete strangers, and I say something like, look at your pain and see what it means. Is life out to get you, or is that what it seems? Sometimes it seems like there's no time to rest. Visualize it as only a test. You fought many battles where you only stumbled when you know it would cause others to crumble. That's the kind of spirit to be with the best. Hey, look at that. You passed the test. They look up at me with a funny expression on their face. Like, huh? Where did you come up with that? God put that poem in my heart because I find that whatever struggles you're going through in life is a test from God. God's checking you out, He wants you to discover how tough you really are. And you should be thankful for whatever challenges God puts in your life.
You've taken those challenges and finish that thought, because this really is important. You're being used in a very effective way. Like when you meet people on the streets they're a little down, you've got this way of, you could just say something to them that wouldn't get through, but doing it the way with the rhyming scheme that you use, you really make strides of getting through to people. They listen to you, don't they?
Yeah, they do. A lot of people are like, wow, where did you come up with that? And then I tell them, it's in my book. They go, really? That's great. I tell them about Inspiration of Time. I give them my business card. Tell them a little bit about my poetry. And they go, this is really good. You should be proud of yourself. I go, well, thank you. But I'm not proud. I'm not lucky. I'm just blessed. I am the living example of what it's like when you turn your life over to Jesus, when you trust in God to get you through whatever you went through. I used the very same philosophy in 2015, because after my car accident, my left arm and left leg were both affected. And so I pretty much rely on my right leg and my right arm. But in 2015, I splintered the tibia and the fibula in the bottom of my right leg.
Wow.
I had 11 surgeries done on the ankle at a hospital in the Bronx, New York. And my roommate had all 10 toes amputated due to frostbite. And he's a construction worker, and he was so down, so depressed. Poor guy. I don't know what came over me, but I started sharing my poetry with him and then sharing the gospel and changing his outlook on life. And it worked. It worked. His girlfriend came in and she thanked me from the bottom of her heart for helping him change his life. And by the end of my visit with him, he told me I was the best part of the worst part of his life. He would call me the 79 Volvo, because those cars are indestructible. I loved it.
That's a good analogy that he's using. This is just so typical of what Charles has been able to do in talking to people in real life. Chances are you won't meet Charles in real life, but you will through his book and be inspired by Inspiration of Time, a book of inspiring poems by Charles Breitweiser. If you're Googling that, that's B-R-E-I-T. WEISER. His website, same as the book, inspirationoftime.com. You'll find the book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Reader's Magnet, all of the places. This is the second edition, as I understand, Charles. How is this different than the from the first edition?
The first edition, it's written in larger print for older people or people with visual impairment. Yes. And the second edition has some newer poems. And they are more godly inspiring. You see, I can't sit down and say, now, let me write a poem for the book. I'm not an educated writer. I've never gone to college for poetry or anything. I'm just your plain old average nincompoop. anyway, I can't tell God when to speak to me. So he has actually written some of those poems in the second edition at his will, not at my will. And if you go to my site, inspirationoftime.com, and you click on the poetry tab, there's a few other poems that God wrote on my heart after the second edition was published. Oh. So I put them on there. And if God does that to me again, I'm going to keep updating that.
You can check the website for that. You've got the book. It's one of those, but wait, there's more. And you'll find the more at Charles' website, inspirationoftime.com. Are all the poems godly and inspirational?
No, actually, some of them are dark, I did that just to show versatility, because I don't want to seem like someone that looks at life through rose-colored glasses and cannot see that there is evil out there in the world, and we've got to be prepared for it. So,
And you've tackled so much of that. Boy, the time is going by so quickly. Our guest is Charles Breitweiser, Inspiration of Time, a book of inspiring poems. Somebody would say, if they didn't know you, and maybe they're tuning into the program now, what qualifies you to write a book about life like this? Talk about that, because, boy, you've experienced basically the darkest of darkness.
That's right, because I have faced challenges and difficulties that most other people will not ever face, some of the difficulties I've gone through. And God is using me. He is using me to use my injury as a way to help other people in life, because my physical body was one thing, but it's the emotional suffering that I've gone through that most people are facing in everyday life. They're constantly reminding themselves of the failures and the mistakes they made in life. It's like living in a personal museum of horror.
Exactly.
Attitude is the only thing you can actually control. You can't control yourself. You're going to get hurt. You're going to do something wrong. You can't control the weather. You can't control other people. But the only thing you can control is your attitude. So something I like to tell people is, be an actor, not a reactor.
Well, words of advice, and it's so interesting what you just said there. Again, you go back to that point that we can see when someone is in physical pain. Not everybody is going to go through a six-month coma like you did and go through all of the physical rehab that you had to go through. But just about everybody, I'm going to say everybody, carries some type of emotional baggage, and your poems help us address that. So it's not just for those that have been physically injured. It's for all of us in daily life that have different emotional challenges, mental challenges we need to overcome. Most of your poems are rhyming verse, as you just showed us there in the example, when you meet somebody that looks a little depressed on the street. Why did you choose that style, or did you choose that style? Did it just come to you naturally from God like everything else?
Actually, you're right about that. It just comes to me by God, by a natural process. It's not like I got to sit down and think, what rhymes with
Yes,
verse?
yes.
You know, I don't have to actually do that. It just comes out of me like a river pours out.
It just
And I find rhyming verse is the best way for someone else to memorize it. And there's philosophy in here that people need to remember and use it when they're faced with trouble in life.
Well, that's the nice thing. The way you present it with the rhyming structure that you use and the way you present it in the book, Inspiration of Time, it's not like we just read it, we forget it, and go on with our life. This is a book you'll go back to and refer from time to time. And a book, as Charles says, you're going to remember the cadence even as you're reading the poetry and be able to bring it back and use it in your day-to-day life. How long did it take you to write this book? How long did it take you and God to write this book?
Well, God started speaking to me in 1984. That's when that poem, My New Attitude, came to mind. And since then, I've been composing poetry since 1984. That's what, about 35 years?
Yes.
Okay, 35 years, and who knows what else God has in store for me. See, I want your audience to understand that no matter what hardships they're facing in life, trusting in Jesus, depending completely on God's love, is like a promise that you don't know what doors will open for you. He opens doors for me. I just walk through them and I touch people. God uses me during the most horrible times of my life. And please, Lord, use me when I'm not suffering. I'm prepared for that.
Yeah, you're in. You definitely have met the challenge, and you're there for him to use, however it's useful in helping people. What are some of the subject matters you cover in the book? You talk about some of those dark, the inspirational. What are some of the topics that you cover in Inspiration of Time?
Well, one of my favorite poems yet, I wrote in honor of the children who lost parents on September 11th.
Yes.
So that's a compassionate poem with a lot of emotional feeling toward the children who lost parents that day. And I also cover moderation and Alzheimer's disease. My grandmother died from Alzheimer's disease. So I wrote a poem. I didn't write it, God gave it to me instantly. I just sat down at my computer and just started typing away. I had tears in my eyes. It's a motivating poem that motivates family members to stay involved with their ailing parent or family member that's suffering from that disease. It's an encouragement because I believe everybody needs a kick in the attitude.
Well, and that's a theme that you'll get all the way through the book, and we'll talk about that as we wrap up here. A few minutes left. Charles Breitweiser, our guest. That's Breitweiser. Book is Inspiration of Time. You can remember the website. That's the name of the book, inspirationoftime.com. Book available, of course, at Amazon, all of the usual places. Link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Charles, are you working on other books? You've got so many, it seems like, stories and poems to tell. What are you working on now?
Actually, I am working on my second children's book. I wrote two children's books. They're not published yet. They're all set to go to publishing. But my mission is to use my suffering to help other people. So I wrote a very amusing children's book called Tweenle the Hub. I'm sure you have not heard of it. It's written in amusing, adorable rhyming verse about how parents love their children even if they disobey them. So
cute storyline.
I have the book already illustrated with a chapter or a verse on each page. It's written on like 36 by 24 size poster boards. What I want to do is go to children's hospitals, set that up on an easel, and just read it to the audience. And then I could tell them a little bit about who I am, because to see me up there, you're going to think, what happened to this guy? He's all damaged. Look at him. You know?
Yeah, but listen to him.
Yeah, it's awfully tough to pull something off when you're standing there and you can only use one arm and one leg. I'm doing pretty good for a guy who's 75% damaged, both legs and my left arm.
Well, I tell you what, I love your enthusiasm. I love your passion. It just jumps through in the screen as we're talking. Your video version of this program is up on YouTube. Go to our website and click on videos. You'll see that there. And you'll sense what Charles is talking about in his book, Inspiration of Time. I mentioned your website, available at Amazon, Reader's Magnet. Where's the best place to get information on you and the book? Your website?
Yes, there's a contact tab on there, because I would like to email and stay in touch with the people who purchased my book. Or maybe if they want me to come on their show and do a podcast.
Well, that would be good. And you'll get all that information on Charles's website, inspirationoftime.com. You've been working with Reader's Magnet on this process of getting the book out there, being able to help so many people. What's that been like working with Reader's Magnet?
Yes, they've been very helpful. They've gotten me an interview on your show. Hopefully they can get me a lot more interviews, because you can understand how widely this book needs to be known about.
Yes.
Nobody knows about this book. It's been out since 2015.
Well, we're going to try to call some attention to it here, and hopefully other programs will as well, and people buying a copy of the book and sharing it. And again, it's a book that you want to have in your personal library. Here's something that will motivate you now, and you can go back and refer to and get you through all the difficulties that you face in life. Charles has been there, and he guides you through it. The book is Inspiration of Time, a book of inspiring poems. Charles Breitweiser, Breitweiser. The book is available at his website, inspirationoftime.com. You'll find it Amazon, all of the usual places. Sum up, you say everybody needs a good kick in the attitude. I love that expression. Think about it often after you read that, and things are going, maybe the day's not going all that well, and you realize, okay, it's time now. It's 4:30. I've been going through a few downs here. I'm going to have a little kick in the attitude, going to finish strong. That really sums it up, doesn't it? Everybody needs a little kick in the attitude.
I like that. Yes.
Well, that's all. And you'll find this so much more in the book, Inspiration of Time, a book of inspiring poems by Charles Breitweiser. Charles, a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we'll stay in touch and do this again. Thank you, sir, for being with us on the program.
Okay. Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome. Charles Breitweiser, Inspiration of Time, his website, inspirationoftime.com. More on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.